Standard Oil got the reputation as the most hated company in America. It became literally the symbol for big business evils. It was an example of big businesses getting way too much power and nothing or no one available to restrain them.
The government files suit against Standard Oil in what promises to be the biggest antitrust case of all time. And the government is hoping their lead witness will be John D. Rockefeller himself. The feds issue a subpoena, and Rockefeller goes on the run. From California to Maine to Key West, the most powerful man in America has become a fugitive from justice.
He went all over the country to escape being served subpoenas. You know, he was constantly running from the law.
Rockefeller avoids the subpoenas for months, but life intervenes. His son, John Jr., and his wife welcome the first Rockefeller grandson into the world. Still on the run from the subpoena, Rockefeller is unable to travel to see his grandchild. And the absence is unbearable.
I'm only here for one day. Once I'm gone, I am gone. I may not be back.
Rockefeller knows what it's like to be abandoned.
Never trust anybody, son. Not even me.
And he's not going to let this case tear his family apart. He turns himself in, agreeing to testify in court in defense of Standard Oil and in defense of an entire way of business he helped create.